Hello, and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller, and this is not our usual opening theme. This is actually the opening from a new podcast called Dark Princess Theater. Today, we're going to hear about the unusual and macabre characters who live in a place called Hourglass Manor.
The denizens of this malevolent manor carry on about their day as if they had not a care in the world. Little do they know, something, rather someone, will soon threaten their bloody tranquility.
There's a werewolf named Deke, a whiskey-soaked, southern-fried Grim Reaper, a psychotic butler, Alistair.
I promise to keep any blood off of the rug in the foyer.
And the undead Lady Gwendolyn. Gwendolyn and Alistair are here today. Welcome to Around and About.
Good evening, sir.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Good to be here.
You live in this house with a werewolf, Death himself, and Alistair, the psychotic butler. What is it like living in this house with all these different characters?
Well, first of all, might I interject? Sorry to correct you, sir, but it's Alistair.
Alistair.
Thank you, my lady.
He's Alistair. Well, it's quite interesting living in this home full of the assorted characters, you see, and it is every day a challenge because it's difficult being undead, you see. It's not quite proper, so I'm striving to find a way to fix that so that I can go back to being alive. You see, I was alive during the Victorian time, and being alive is proper and being undead is not, so my dear Alistair is trying to help me fix that, and the rest of those kooks we live with, well, they tend to get in the way sometimes, but they are what they are, you know?
I want to play an excerpt from the first episode. I think this is a good example of the kind of dark humor in this podcast. A little setup for this. Your house, you've got a pool boy, but no actual swimming pool. And the pool boy, he's naive. He doesn't seem to understand that he's not really there for the pool. He's there to be eye candy for you, Lady Gwendolyn, to flex his muscles and stuff like that. And so he's naive, and you, Alistair, are kind of mocking him and denigrating him for being so naive.
You superfluous simpleton, why don't you go out back and start digging a hole?
Are y'all gonna finally put in a pool? I'd like to have something to work in, you know, an actual pool, since that's why I was hired and all.
Oh, let us say that it will be a hole, about 6 feet long, 3 feet wide, and 6 feet deep.
That's not a very big pool.
You're not a very big pool boy.
Boys.
And Alistair, you are not the typical butler. You seem like sometimes you feel as if you're above being a butler. You're kind of condescending to some of the other people there. How do you feel about being the butler?
Well, I wouldn't say that I'm condescending necessarily. I would have to say that I am simply superior to the other gentlemen that are present in Hourglass Manor, that my dear, sweet Lady Gwendolyn insists on having in her employ.
You recently had a pretty big party at your house. How did that go?
Oh, Lord.
Not that well, actually.
Well, it was quite the bash. We had all of the who's who of the little town of Ashwood that we live in. Came out in attendance. Things got a bit raucous.
A bit?
There may have been some mishaps involving full moons and werewolves. And
I'm sure none of it was your fault, butler.
Not at all. I never invited the werewolf into the house to begin with.
You're listening to Around and About Chattanooga. I'm speaking with Alistair and Lady Gwendolyn, two of the stars of the Dark Princess Theater podcast. It's horror, it's comedy, it's a serialized audio show. And, of course, Alistair, Lady Gwendolyn, as I'm sure you figured out, these are fictional characters. So for the next part of the interview, I'm going to speak with the real people who are behind Alistair and Lady Gwendolyn, Hope Holloway and Marcus Ellsworth, are the real people who play these characters, and now they're going to step out of character to speak with me. Let's talk about who you really are. Of course, Hope Holloway, Marcus Ellsworth, you are the actor and actress playing these roles. Marcus, I understand you're the head writer for the series. What is the inspiration for all this?
well, we pull inspiration from a variety of places, primarily like classic horror movies, like H.P. Lovecraft stories, little Stephen King here and there, like just
classic radio.
Classic radio.
Oh yeah,
definitely. And what we do is the writing process is more or less all of these crazy people who are involved with Dark Princess. We get together and we just spitball ideas at each other because we're all a bunch of horror geeks, every last one of us.
It's become so real to us. We feel as if we're living these characters' lives. So it kind of, they tell us more than we tell them.
They've taken on lives of their own, definitely.
I want to play another excerpt of it, the story. This one shows how well you're using sound effects. And this is Death, just a little excerpt of him.
You just say, I stink. Yeah, well, you ain't no bouquet of roses yourself. Why, if I was what I used to, could be, I'd reap the daylights out of you, and the nightlights too.
And just who were you?
Who am I? Who am I? I'm the fate of all that walk this earth. I'm the end to which all mankind succumbs. I'm the shadow lurking in the sands of time.
Desmond, he's my dear old Uncle Desmond.
Yes. Uncle Desmond sounds kind of like a Southern fried Grim Reaper, like a whiskey-soaked version of Death himself.
That's exactly right.
Accurate.
Very well put, yes.
And then the voice of Death is actually our producer, Duke Ralston, who reluctantly came into the role, but he just had the right voice for it, so we kind of pressed him into the service.
You didn't give him a choice.
Not really. And then the sound design for it is being done by Josh McAllister, who also is providing all of the music for the podcast.
Oh, wow. And the music and the sound effects really are what I think makes it. It gives it that old-time radio feel.
Yeah, he does a fantastic job of taking our really the weirder things that we throw at him, the more he seems to rise to the occasion, actually.
And so far, this has been his original music, too, we should point out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yes, he's putting this together himself.
So he's not, like, just getting sample libraries or things like that.
No.
This is one guy creating his own music and working into the podcast for us.
I understand not only do you do the podcast of it, you do live performances as well. How often do you do those?
We've been working at the live performance end of it for a year and a half now, and we've done various things. We had a very successful Christmas show at Barking Legs Theater last December, and we are well into plans for this December show as well. We, in February, produced a unique event. It was a steampunk masquerade ball held at the Choo Choo, and it wasn't just a ball. We provided entertainment in character all night.
Oh, yeah. That must have been great to watch.
It was a lot of fun.
It was.
We plan on doing that every February. It's called Gwendolyn's Bleeding Heart Ball.
The podcast, can people get it through iTunes, the big podcasting services like that?
Yes, they can find the podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher, or by grabbing the RSS feed from darkprincesstheater.com. It's theater, T-R-E, or going to libsyn.com/darkprincesstheater.
From what I've heard, you're not selling advertising or anything like that right now.
We are not currently.
Not yet, no.
But if anyone's interested in sponsoring the podcast, we are open to the idea.
We are open to the idea, certainly.
Because you can certainly always use more equipment and things like that.
Definitely. This is which has been interesting because people who've heard it, who are into podcasts and who've heard them before, they're like, oh, man, you must have a great setup. And
yeah.
We're like, we have one mic.
One mic.
And we're growing, we're working on streamlining the process, but right now, shoestring, very shoestring.
Not to brag on ourselves, we think we're doing rather well for what we have, and if you'd like to see us do more, feel free to send us donations. We have our PayPal on the website, so.
You can donate to the project.
Yes, and that would help further the cause.
At darkprincesstheater.com.
How many episodes are going to be total for the first season or the first series?
We have two specials, one that's going to be in two parts. And then another special is going to be just
so
on its own.
So six regular episodes and one two-part special and another special. So about nine. We're ambitious. Or crazy. I don't know which.
I'd say yes.
To both counts.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
What has the reaction been like so far of people who've heard it? Because we have some podcasts in Chattanooga, but mostly they're just, you know, news or discussion. This is the first one I've heard that something like this, an actual theatrical production.
Well, people have been – we've gotten some really good feedback. People have been impressed with the fact that it reminds them of, like, the old-time radio dramas kind of thing where it's,
oh, yeah.
You know, it's just an immersive storytelling experience. I've known some people who were just, who are a little weirded out by it because they didn't know what to think of how strange it was. Feedback's been pretty good.
We've gotten some really positive feedback. And, you know, we're writing our own characters. They're original. There is nothing like it. Our storylines are original. So it's just exciting that it isn't something that's being done, but we're doing it. So, you know.
Marcus Ellsworth, Hope Holloway, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
And what is the website again?
It is www.darkprincesstheatre.com. That's theater spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E.com.
Thank you.